It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, Brian, in with the check of news and sports here on this Saturday. Currently, we sit at 33 degrees. We had dipped down to 31 for a morning low, but up to 33 now currently. Looking for sunny skies today and high around 50. And it's going to be actually several days going to be really nice weather-wise, and maybe some rain Wednesday night, but that's the only chance for some rain in our forecast in the near future. We'll have a complete check of that forecast coming up for you at the end of the newscast. Well, a Fayette County man Friday was sentenced to 15 years in prison on child pornography and possession of cannabis charges. 41-year-old Isaac Logue of St. Elmo was sentenced to 3 years in prison each on 5 counts of child pornography for a total of 15 years, since the counts will be served consecutively. Logue was also sentenced to 15 years in prison for possessing in excess of 5,000 grams of cannabis. The cannabis possession sentence will run concurrently with the child pornography counts. Four other child pornography counts were dismissed. The case was prosecuted by Fayette County State's Attorney's Office and the Illinois Attorney General's Office. Attorney General Kwame Raoul's investigators, in cooperation with the Fayette County Sheriff's Office and the Vandalia Police Department, searched Logue's home in St. Elmo in November of 2023 and discovered evidence of child pornography. Raoul reminds the public that online child sexual exploitation can be reported at cybertipline.com. Well, Saturday night, or Sunday morning, of course, is the night to spring forward as we transition to daylight saving time. 2 a.m. Sunday is the official spring forward time in order to get an extra hour of daylight in the evening hours. The Office of Illinois State Fire Marshal reminds Illinoisans to test, inspect, and replace broken or expired smoke and CO alarms in their properties. A new 10-year sealed battery alarm is recommended. The National Fire Protection Association reports almost 3 out of every 5 home fire deaths in the nation resulted from fires in homes with no smoke alarms or non-working smoke alarms. More than 1/3 of home fire deaths result from fires in which no smoke alarms are present. When working smoke alarms are present in your home, the association says the risk of dying in a home fire is cut by 60%. Well, a company called Cobra will be doing some road patching on West Wabash Avenue. West Wabash Avenue will be closed in different sections starting from the underpass by Effingham Asphalt at 1306 West Wabash Avenue to IDOT at 602 West Wabash Avenue from March 10th through March 31st. Of course, that's weather permitting. Then Monday, March 10th to Wednesday, March 12th, there'll be traffic control via temporary signage and flaggers. On Thursday, March 13th and Friday, March 14th, they will be staging the barricades for the road closures for the following week. They will work down the block in the westbound lane, then work their way back in the eastbound lane. All residents and businesses will be able to get through, but please avoid the area if not necessary. If you have any questions, you can contact Mike French, City of Effingham, at 217-342-5300, extension 5378. Well, the 2024-2025 Illinois Bobcat season concluded February 15th with 649 bobcats harvested by hunters and trappers. A total of 415 of the bobcats were taken by hunting, while trapping accounted for 234 of the harvest. 25 were salvaged by permit holders from circumstances such as roadkill. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources issued 2,000 bobcat permits in the 2024-2025 bobcat lottery out of 9,200 applicants. Hunters and trappers in Fulton County reported 26 bobcats, which was the most for any county this year. Pike County was second with 25 bobcats reported. The success rate for hunters and trappers was 32.5%, which is slightly higher than the average of 32% since the first season in 2016, but lower than the 2023 success rate of 37%. The bobcat harvest from 2023-2024 season was 370, with 19 salvaged. Research from the Southern Illinois University Carbondale indicated that Illinois bobcat population could support an increased annual harvest without causing population to decline. IDNR continues to monitor the status of bobcats and will evaluate the program as new data becomes available from ongoing research. You can go online for more information about bobcat hunting and trapping in Illinois. We will take a break. We've got many deaths in the area to report on, and we'll check out that weather forecast next.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Mike's Super Magic and Illusion will take the stage at the Effingham Performance Center tonight. Mike's Super, a top finalist on America's Got Talent, presents a live show your family can't miss. Take part in a magical theatrical experience, sophisticated enough for adults, cool enough for teens, and engaging for children's imaginations. Get your tickets now before they disappear. It's Mike's Super Magic and Illusion at the EPC tonight. For tickets, go to the EPC box office or at Ticketmaster.com/EPC. Show sponsor, Security Alarm.
In area obituaries, Barbara Jane, age 87, of Dade City, Florida, formerly of Newton, passed away on Thursday, March the 6th. Funeral arrangements are incomplete at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton for Barbara Jane, age 87. Patricia Ann Williams, 83, of Salem, formerly of Kinmundy, passed away on Tuesday, March the 5th, and graveside funeral services to celebrate Pat's life will be held at 3 p.m. Tuesday, March 11th, at Evergreen Cemetery in Kinmundy, and again, burial will follow the services there for Patricia Ann Williams, age 83, of Salem, formerly of Kinmundy. Charity Alice Thompson, age 92, of Louisville, passed away on Thursday, March the 6th. And funeral service to celebrate Charity's life will be held at noon on Tuesday, March 11th at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. And with visitation be held on Tuesday morning at the funeral home from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And again, that is for Charity Alice Thompson, age 92, of Louisville. Mary Sue Matthews, age 87, of Effingham, formerly of New Baden, Illinois, passed away on Sunday, March the 2nd. And again, that's for Mary Sue Matthews. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 31st, at Peaceful Valley Cemetery in Odin. And again, that's coming up on May the 31st for Mary Sue Matthews. Myrtle, Virginia, Mert McReynolds, age 88, of Newton, passed away on Thursday, March 6th. A massive Christian burial will be celebrated at 11 a.m. Wednesday, March 12th at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. A visitation for family and friends will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, March the 11th. And arrangements are under the care of Meyer Funeral Home in Newton again for Myrtle, Virginia, Mert McReynolds, age 88, of Newton. Mary Frances Stanford, age 66, of Louisville, passed away on Wednesday, March the 5th. Funeral services to celebrate Mary's life will be held at 1 on Thursday, March 13th at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation will be held on Thursday at the funeral home from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., again for Mary Frances Stanford, age 66, of Louisville. Margaret Margie Langford, age 89, of Effingham, passed away on Wednesday, March the 5th at 6:30. Of course, she's the mother of our very own Angela James, and funeral arrangements for Margaret are pending at this time. Irvin Ballinger, 79, of Altamont, passed away on Wednesday, March the 5th, and funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, March the 10th at Gieskine Funeral Home in Altamont. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to service time at the funeral home, and again, that's for Irvin Ballinger, age 79, of Altamont. A celebration of life for 60-year-old Thomas Tom Hodgkin of Mason will be Sunday from 1 to 4 at Edgewood American Legion Home. Again, that's for Thomas Tom Hodgkin. Funeral services for Howard Renfro, 75, of Shumway will be Monday at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shumway. Visitation will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Monday for Howard Renfro. Funeral services for 80-year-old Billy England of Flora will be on Sunday at 3 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation for Billy England will be from 1 to 3 on Sunday. Funeral services for Albert Sowers, 84, of rural Jewett, will be today at 10 at Jewett Community Church. Visitation will be from 9 to 10 a.m. today for Albert Sowers. Funeral services for 81-year-old Nancy Hewing of Totopolis will be today at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis, again for Nancy Hewing. Funeral services for Macy Kenner, age 25, of Oblong, will be today at 1 at the First Christian Church in Oblong. Visitation for Macy Kentner will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. Our weather forecast for today, looking nice, sunny skies with a high near 50, north to northwest winds 6 to 8 miles per hour, becoming west this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 31, winds out of the west at 3 to 5 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny with a high near 57, west winds 3 to 7 miles per hour. Sunday night, clear, low down to 34 with a light west to southwest wind. Monday, sunny, high up to near 66 with a light southwest wind increasing 5 to 9. In the morning on Monday, winds could gust as high as 15 miles per hour. Looking ahead, Tuesday, sunny, 67. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 68. Thursday, mostly sunny, 69. And then Friday, mostly sunny again with a high near 72. So it's going to warm up next week. Currently here at Classic Hits 97.9 XFM in KJ Country 102.3, we're at 33 degrees. That's after a morning low of 31. Yesterday's high was 60. But again, right now, 33 with a wind chill of 28. Those winds out of the west right now at 5 miles per hour. That's been a check of local news here on this Saturday.